You come home from work one day. On the kitchen table is a stack of mail. So you pick it up and you're sorting through it. And you discover that the electric company has sent you something. And you open it up, and as you read it, you see that it's a final notice. And you say to your spouse, the electric company says that this is our last notice. Isn't it wonderful that they're not going to bother us anymore? It's never wise to ignore final notices, especially if you ignore God's final notice. You may think that it's wonderful that God doesn't bother you anymore. You don't come to church, you don't read the Bible, you don't pray, and you think everything's fine. But there's coming a day when you will have to pay all your debts for eternity. Today's text represents Jesus' final notice to the Jews who had not believed in him. We don't know when he spoke these words. As Phil said, it was during Holy Week. It was in Jerusalem. There is nothing here that he has not already said somewhere earlier in his ministry. His words now serve as a review of some of the key truths that John's gospel has emphasized to this point. But these words are his last words to unbelieving Israel before he was crucified. The next five chapters of John are spoken privately to his disciples, since this is Jesus' final notice. These people in Jerusalem, especially the leaders, need to pay attention. And people today, all of us, need to pay attention. He's one day, soon, he's coming back. And he's coming back not to save. He's coming back, and judgment day will follow. Jesus cries out in one last plea to the Jews to believe in him and be saved from their sin. Believe in me. John 12:44-46. Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees him who sent me. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. Final notice. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, if you don't believe in who he is and what he has done, if you reject him, if you dismiss his teaching, God's grace will be turned off. Oh, I could put it off. I don't need to do anything with the Lord. I mean, I go to church. There's so many things that really are on my plate right now. I can't fit them all in. I'll deal with this after the holidays, what my relationship is to the newborn king. What makes you say you're going to be around after the holidays? The Apostle Paul echoes Jesus' message here. In 2 Corinthians 6:1, he says, working together with him, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. When Jesus spoke these words, it was a favorable time for the people in Jerusalem to believe. But sadly, we read that they disregarded the final notice. Jesus goes on to explain why they should heed the final notice in verses 47 to 50. If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, this is key. This is underline that, does not keep them. There are people running around all over the place talking about, oh, I'm a Christian and I've been baptized and I'm this and I'm that. But they're living in sin. If anyone hears my word and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge, the word. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment, what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has told me. The word. What judges us on the last day? The word. The word that Jesus has spoken. We'll judge him on the last day. People with a hardened heart who by their unrighteousness have suppressed the truth about their sin, about judgment. For although they knew God and were standing in the presence of Jesus Christ here in our passage, having seen his miracles, having heard his teaching, have been watching him for 3 years, they rejected him. Hardened heart. They did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their mind thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became foolish and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature themselves rather than the Creator, Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever. That's so sad. You get the Lord standing right in front of them. And they want to kill him. Final notice. Repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, or you will be judged by the very words that I have taught you that you have rejected. The final notice from Jesus, my words will judge you, will judge all that reject us. I will speak the Father's commandment, and that is eternal life. You see, every person is accountable to God. Many in this day refuse to believe in God because they deny the truth that they will have to give an account for what they do in the life to come to the one who is greater than themselves. I don't hear about Judgment Day. Tell us nice stories, happy stories. Tell us about how God loves us and he's going to give us prosperity. He's give us all the toys we want. And you know, when we die, it gets better because we get more. We get it all. This pastor said in his children's sermon, we don't have to worry about going to doctors anymore or taking meds. We're all healed. How great is that? Everything I want is going to be in heaven. Coach, well, we'll go undefeated in heaven. We have all these ideas that really aren't found in Scripture. There's a judgment day. Just as it appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him eagerly are those who have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. We wait for our redemption, our final redemption. For those who don't believe, God's word will judge them. Second Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Jesus reveals here what the standard is used. What standard is used to weigh our lives? And it's his word. It's not a feeling. It's not something we read out of a book or hear a celebrity tell us. We are judged by the word of God. The word of God doesn't play around with plea deals, with excuses. You break the Sabbath, you broke God's law. You have idols, you broke God's law. You covet. Oh, if I can hit on that lottery ticket. Billions of dollars. It's coming. And Pastor, if I hit, I will pay for the building program. Keep your money. Thou shalt not covet. His word judges us. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. Yeah, well, I don't like what that says. I would rather be involved in some other religion. What's wrong with Buddhism? What's wrong with Islam? What's wrong with New Age? What's wrong with Mormonism? You know, there's all these different roads that go to heaven. I could just pick any one I want and I'm going to get to heaven. But that violates God's word. No one comes to the Father but through me. Does the word of God dictate your life, your beliefs, your relationships? The final notice comes from God Himself. The Word of God will judge us. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has Himself given me a commandment for what to say and what to speak. And I know that His commandment is eternal life. What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has told me. Moses prophesied of this very fact. He said that God would raise up a prophet like Moses and God would put His words in the prophet's mouth. Deuteronomy 18:18. And it shall be whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him. All people, men and women, boys and girls, are accountable for their response to the Lord's word. If you reject Jesus' call to repent and believe in Him, you will face judgment. People who do not do what Jesus says will suffer a great fall. Matthew 7:24 says, everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on their house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like the foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against their house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Everyone who hears these words of mine, but does not do them. Final notice. Are you doing God's word? Now, Jesus is crying out last time, giving the final notice. He is shouting in a loud voice. It's more than simple teaching. It's an exhortation, a strong appeal to his hearers to pay attention to the truths. Why? He didn't want to lose anything. And he didn't want them to miss the message. He wants us all to believe in him for salvation. Believe in him because I am one with the Father. John 12:44-45. And we can see this throughout the gospel. I and the Father are one. Secondly, believe in me because I am the light. John 12:46. I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Third, believe in me because to reject my words means that you will face judgment on the last day. Verses 47 and 48. Believe in me because I faithfully give you the Father's commandment that is eternal life. Verses 49 and 50. For I did not speak on my own initiative, but the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak. I know that his commandment is eternal life. Therefore, the things I speak just as the Father has told me. God's final notice. Believe in him or face judgment. It's the bottom line. And we proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ so that you will believe in him. That you will trust in him for eternal life. That you believe that he has taken your sin upon himself and paid the penalty for it on the cross. And his payment was approved by his Father who raised him from the dead. When we believe in him, his righteousness, righteousness that he earned through a sinless life, is imputed to us. So we are seen by God as not having sin, but having righteousness. And that he adopts us as his children. And that we have an inheritance in heaven. Forever and ever we live in the presence of God. Perfect in every way. With a new glorious body. With a new transformed mind. Healed. Enjoying the presence of God. Jesus Christ came at Christmas to save, not to judge. But that doesn't mean there's not judgment. The emphasis here is on salvation. Will you believe in Jesus and be saved? You've heard the final notice. In a couple of minutes, we are going to partake of the Lord's Supper, which is a reminder of God's formal and final notice. The bread is symbolic of Christ's broken body. The juice is his symbolic of his shed blood. A reminder of how God has saved us. We don't save ourselves, but God has, by grace. And we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. So when we come to this table, we come acknowledging him as our holy God. Now he has taught us in his word how we are to prepare, how we are to prepare ourselves to partake of this table. Pastor Ben is going to lead us now in a prayer of examination, a prayer of preparation. Pastor.